529.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The people perish, but he that keeps the law, happy is he. And when we talk about the law, we're not talking about the Mosaic law. He that keepeth the law keeps the word. Amen. I mean, we need to keep the word in our hand. Come on, we need to keep the word going into our eye gate. We need to keep the word coming out of our mouth. We need to hide the word in our heart. Come on, we are word people. Amen. We're not ordinary. We are peculiar. Why? Because the word is what governs our life. Now, it says here in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision. And that's a manifold meaning there. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision has to do with not just, you know, something that God's shown you, but predominantly so, it has to do with divine instruction. Where there is no divine instruction, the people perish. And that word perish has to do with casting off restraint. It's like your money. If you don't tell your money what to do, it's going to do something of its own accord. You understand what I mean? If we don't have vision, we cast off restraint. If you're not seeing, you know, you have no boundaries. You have no real discipline. And so you have to, you know, just go with any wind of doctrine or the sleight of men or be deceived or do anything because you have no restraints. But when you have vision, listen, you cut off a whole bunch of stuff out of your life. As a matter of fact, I'll go as far as to say this and take it with a grain of salt, but somebody that really, really seeks God, their life is kind of boring. Yeah, take it with a grain of salt now. You understand what I'm saying? Because they don't do a whole lot. They ain't involved in everything. You ain't going to see them everywhere. Why? They like Paul said, he said, I do this one thing I do. But see, when you get through that door of that one thing and you encounter him, that's all you need. That'll be all you want. Amen. All right. So most have sight, but not everybody's seeing. So we want to be able to see. Now, our perception, especially our spiritual perception, you know, we can exercise our senses to discern. You can, you know, a lot of times you can just, without the spirit, you can tell when somebody ain't right. Amen. You know, even a child is known by his ways. You know, it don't take a rocket scientist or somebody deep in the Lord to, you know, children, you know, sometime, you know, you behold them and somebody take them and they look at them and go to screaming, you know, something wrong. Even a child know. You understand? So our perception is based upon the pureness of your heart. If your heart's not pure, you're not going to see clearly. You're going to always see skewed, prejudiced. But if your heart is pure, you'll see clearly. Your spiritual perception, like a child, they their heart is pure. They can see. They may not understand what they see, but they see clearly. Tell somebody, keep the word in front of you. No matter what. Though a promise may seem like it's afar off. It seems like you gone into overtime. It seemed like it ain't happening. Keep the promise before you. It's like an eagle half a mile up. His eyes are so clear. His eyes are so sharp. He can see a serpent that's come out lying in the sun somewhere. And no matter how the wind is blowing, he set his mind on that prey. The wind can be blowing him all around, all kind of draft, you know, blowing him that way, but his eyes are fixed on that serpent. Wind blowing way over there, but his eyes still fixed on that serpent. He got to go way over here because of the draft, but his eyes still fixed on that serpent. Finally, he gets close enough and he got it. That's how you got to be with the word. Sometimes we're tossed to and fro, but the word will navigate us. It will be that compass. See, the word is always due north. I don't care if you get lost in the middle of a jungle. Amen. And you can't tell which way is up or down. Get that compass out. It'll tell you how to get out of there. Amen. You know, on a ship, some of you that have been on ships before, no matter how large or small, usually they have what they call an autopilot. It's like a cruise control, except that when you set an autopilot on a ship, on a certain degrees, no matter how turbulent the water is, how contrary the wind is, how the boat is tossed to and fro, you can watch the helm. I've seen this myself. You can watch the helm. The boat can be tossed, and nobody behind the helm. It's on autopilot, and the helm will start spinning. Then it'll stop. You don't know where you're at because all you see is water. Water, water, water. But when the storm stops, you find that you are right on the pathway. You are still on the path because the autopilot took over. Tell somebody, keep your eyes in the word. When the battle's over, you're going to find you right on course. You ain't lost no time. Everything's falling in place just like God promised. And you're stronger for it. You're wiser for it. Your faith has grown for it. You're stronger in Christ now. You got something to tell. When they went through that storm coming across the Galilee, after all that went, all that warring with the waves and the sea and the wind and all that stuff, when Jesus quieted the storm, it says immediately they were at the other shore. In the process of God taking over, he made up the time that had been lost. They were in the middle of the sea. That sea is 12 miles length and 7 miles wide. And they were in the middle of it. But when Jesus calmed the storm, immediately they were at the shore. 7 miles legion. Ready to go into the no-go zone. Ready to cross over and take over. Y'all ain't hear me, see? It may seem like the devil's stalling you. Got you on lock. But no. We ain't lost no time. We are on God's time. God's going to quicken this thing. When the storm stops, you're going to find yourself in the right place at the right time. Amen. Doing the right thing. Giving God praise. How many believe that today? See, your faith is the victory. That's how you activate this thing. Believe on him, as the scripture have said, and out of your belly shall flow these rivers of living water. Time to unstop some wells. The enemy done crept in and thrown mud and dirt down in some wells that you used to drink from. Tell somebody, time to dig them up again. I don't know about you. I know it's raining outside, but I hear a sound. I smell rain. I'm talking about in the spirit realm. It's getting ready to rain on somebody's harvest. Somebody's crop is about to come up. Hello, Holy Ghost. Hey, somebody. Somebody's getting close to deliverance. Somebody's baby is about to be born. Somebody's water is about to break. Somebody give him a shout of praise right now. Hallelujah! I'm hearing sounds. We are close. So see, somebody's closer than they think. Because you right there and you don't see nothing ahead of you. But the moment you turn to the right, oh, there it is. My God, my God. If it was a snake, it would have bit you. Ah, it's coming. Tell somebody it's coming. And it's coming fast. Oh, I feel like prophesying now. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are penetrating some darkness here. It ain't over. God got another chapter. He's picking right. I said, you going further. You coming higher. You going to go deeper. There's something else that awaits you that's coming quick. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I got a spirit of an overcomer. I ain't tired yet. Amen. What we see and how we see is rooted in the soil of our thought life. That's why we battle in the mind as we do. That's where the enemy tries to assault you, in the mind. Amen. But we are people of the spirit, and we carry God's DNA. That's why it's so important to live by your spirit. If God hadn't said anything, just wait. I said, if God hadn't given you instructions, just wait. Stop being so caught up in the systems of the world and how in the world they do everything in a hurry. You know, but it's so much is based upon covetousness and greed. And they're driven by the flesh. Learn to walk to that other drumbeat. Saul feared the people and obeyed their voice and offered the sacrifice when he should have waited for Samuel. See, Samuel was on his way, but God caused a divine delay. Tell somebody that a divine delay. Not a demonic delay, a divine delay to prove what was in his heart. And he went on and sacrificed out of fear of the people. He went on and sacrificed, but then Samuel showed up and Saul lost the kingdom because he couldn't wait upon God. Don't birth any Ishmaels. Give Ishmael a gift and send him away. Send him to the other side. Send them to Palestine, the Middle East, somewhere over there. Wait on your Isaac. Tell somebody right now, wait on your Isaac. And when Isaac comes, be willing to offer your Isaac. I said, when Isaac comes, be willing to offer your Isaac. Matthew 5, verse 8. One of the Beatitudes. It was what you're supposed to be.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.